This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Sears has not had a lot of good news to share lately. It's lost money in each of the last 6 years, and its parent company is closing 30 more Sears and Kmart stores. But yesterday, it announced a new $200 million line of credit. Look closer, though, and you'll see the man pumping all that money into Sears is a very big shareholder, with a very big reason to keep that company afloat. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
ESL Investments is providing Sears with the credit. It's also a firm run by hedge fund manager Eddie Lampert, the same guy who serves as Sears' CEO. David Ian Gray runs Dig 360, a retail consulting group.
Eddie Lampert is so completely tied with the fortune of Sears that you even wonder if this is a rational move.
The amount could be expanded up to $500 million with investors' consent. It's a sign that Lampert is committed to bankrolling Sears, even as sales continue to decline and the company loses money. Ani Kollum is a partner at Retail Concepts. She says the Sears model of opening up in a suburban mall is outdated.
Optimal real estate is probably a little bit harder to come by because this idea of like huge mammoth anchor tenants is kind of old school now.
And Sears, which basically invented direct-to-consumer purchasing way before Amazon, is struggling to keep up and has been for at least a decade.
I think it postpones the inevitable.
Leon Nicholas is chief insights officer at Kantar Retail. He says the cash gives Sears some time to close stores, sell assets, and real estate. Sears has been exploring the sale of its Kenmore, Craftsman, and Die Hard brands.
The benefit in doing it in tranches, which is really what we're seeing, you know, is that you prevent sort of the let's do it all at once fire sale.
The new line of credit is just enough to keep the business afloat. Analysts say the company needs to raise $1.5 billion more just to make it through next year comfortably. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.